Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
We have talked to State Representative Ed Deal a couple of times in the past, but now we're talking for a different reason. Good morning. Thanks for being on with us.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
So you announced Wednesday night that you are a Republican candidate for governor. What led to the decision?
Yes. Well, I am really excited to do that, and we're going to win. Really what it was is I was encouraged by so many people to do this and to get into this race. I think they want a leader that they can really rally behind. They want somebody that understands business, that thinks with an engineering mindset, that knows how to set goals and accomplish things. And that's what I do. You know, we did our kickoff. We did our announcement Wednesday night. We, in our little brewery here, we had over 540 people there from all over the state. We had people from Roseburg. In fact, we're there, and about half of them couldn't even fit in the building. So it was amazing. That just confirmed to me I made the right decision, and I truly feel I'm the best guy to go head to head against Tina Kotek. I think I'm the only one that's really gone at her and actually had a win with this referendum.
So Christine Drazen's been in for a while. Of course, she ran last time as the GOP nominee. County Commissioner from Marion County, Daniel Bethel, joined as well. What makes you distinctive in this field?
Well, they're both good people, and but I think what distinguishes me is, you know, I spent my career. I've only been in the legislature and in politics since 23. That's when I first went into the legislature. I spent my career, I'm an engineer. I built a business with my wife and two partners, built a successful business. That's how I identify as an engineer, an entrepreneur, and a business guy. And I love to solve problems and fix problems. And good grief, our state has a lot of problems. So I look at that in this way. I think I'm pretty unique across the board in that respect. And I really think at this time where we have a government that is just not accountable with the money that it's currently collecting, we have agencies after 40 years of one-party rule, we have agencies that have run amok. I really think we need somebody to come in there that understands how to hold those agencies accountable, how to work with budgets, how to clearly set goals. So we can turn the state around.
What would the top issues be that you'd focus on if you're elected?
You know, probably the number one goal, and it covers a lot of areas, but it's affordability. And that has to do with housing supply. I'm a free market housing supply guy. It has to do with our skyrocketing utility costs. And, you know, a lot of those costs are driven by government decisions, including executive orders by our governor, some of which I would repeal on day one. Those are two big issues, but affordability is a big one. The homelessness and drug use issue, we need a compassionate approach, but an accountable approach, which is much different than the enablement that we're doing today. Then I would put on that list really education. We are spending ever-increasing amounts of money on education, and we're getting little to show for it. We're one of the worst in the country. And that is a direct result of how we run our schools and the goals we're setting and the priorities we set with our schools. We need to get back to basics. Education.
I took a look this morning. There are already 12 people running for the GOP nomination, 17 people running for governor overall. Of course, most of those not well-known names other than three or four. For the GOP, can too many candidates lead to no one having any momentum coming out of the primary?
It's a struggle, you know, and I do want to say that as soon as I announced one of the candidates, Patrick Hale, he pulled out and endorsed me, which I was honored, and I respect that. But yeah, it really dilutes things. We'll see how many of those are serious. It's important to note it takes about 15 minutes and $100, and you can declare your candidacy for governor of Oregon. So the bar is pretty low to declare. But I think that it's going to come down to a small handful of us that are really serious and are going to put in the work. And it's up to the voters to decide who's the best one to go toe-to-toe against Governor Kotek and win. I think I'm that guy.
Are you concerned as well, presuming that you got the nomination, of a independent or some third-party person coming into the mix in the fall like we had last time around?
Well, that could happen. I have not heard anything, but it's entirely in the realm of possibility. And that definitely changes the dynamics, but I haven't heard anything about it.
Now, one of the things about it, if I understand correctly, because you've now declared your candidacy for governor, you can't run for re-election for your House seat, right?
That's right. The House seats are up every 2 years, so I had to make a tough decision. I enjoy my work in the House. I feel I'm doing a good job for my district and the people of Oregon. But my wife and I, my wife works with me in there, and we made this decision together. And we made it with my family, my children. So it was a difficult choice, but I had to pick one. And I'm confident I picked the right one.
So if you don't win the primary, will you support the GOP nominee?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is about replacing a governor who is too extreme for the majority of Oregonians and who has demonstrated open disdain for Oregonians with her actions. That's one of the things that really fired me up was she has over and over again, what I see in that legislature, and I'm a new guy in there, but they are regularly taking votes that I know are not popular with the Oregon people. And they deny hearings on bills that I know are popular with the Oregon people. So it's simply unacceptable. But that's what happens when you have four decades of one-party rule with no feeling that you have to be accountable to anybody but a small group of special interests that are influential in that building. And I would ask people, you know, and I'm not an anti-union guy, right? I'm not. But when you have SEIU leaders who represent about 60,000 of their members, many of which don't even agree with their own leadership, but how is it that they have more power and control and say in that capital than the 250,000 people that signed that referendum? I think it should be, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. I want my state back. I think Oregonians want their state back. I know they do. And we're going to bring it back to Oregon so the government works for them.
All right, we're out of time for now. I know we'll talk again. Candidate for governor now, State Representative Ed Diehl from the state and area. Ed, thanks for being on this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
8:40 at the Morning Report.
Hey, I'm Becky.